This is the tax update for the week beginning 10th September. And from 1st October, a new national minimum wage will apply of £6.19 an hour, and for apprentices, £2.65. The other rates for younger workers, like £4.98 for the 18 to 20 rate and £3.68 for the 16 to 17 rate, have not changed. The Bank of England has reported on the effect of quantitative easing, and I have to confess that I used to believe statements issued by government departments were honourable and straight-talking and could be relied upon to tell you the truth, even if it was unpalatable. But this Bank of England statement takes spin to new levels, suggesting that by quantitative easing, they have increased everyone's wealth. That's true because they artificially influence the market, and so the growth is not real, it's completely artificial. But what worries me is that the Bank of England claims that pension income of those already in receipt of a pension before asset purchases began have not been affected by quantitative easing. Sadly, that illustrates what I was saying about spin. The purchasing power of pensions have reduced considerably, so that pensioners are now worse off. There's an interesting chart which shows the distribution of household assets, and interestingly, over 50% of households have no net worth. That means their borrowings match their assets and they're not worth anything. And it's only really in the top 5% that you have substantial wealth. As the consultation period for the General Anti-Abuse Rule closes at the end of the week, it's interesting to note that a bill has been put forward by the Right Honourable Michael Meacher, which will be heard on a debate on 13th and 14th September about tackling avoidance. And Mr. Meacher's bill runs to 7 pages, a link to which is in the notes, but aims to tackle avoidance at the level of principle rather than the detailed rule. The trouble is that tackling avoidance at the level of principle would leave virtually everything potentially caught, and it would then need to be excused or untaxed at the discretion of HMRC. And I don't think I'm very happy to leave HMRC to be the judge and jury, given the recent track record of HMRC and the many illustrations of poor exercise of judgment. HMRC have also published guidance on the VAT changes introduced by Finance Act 2012. These follow the pasty debacle where they tried to impose VAT in hot pasties but had to back down. But they left it with other hot foods at the point of sale being liable to tax. And these changes are due to come into effect, certainly in pasties, from 1st October onwards. But Morrisons have begun a campaign showing that their rotisserie cooked chickens are not eaten as a carry-out snack, but are taken home as ordinary foodstuffs, and that therefore the legislation is wrongly being imposed with VAT at 20%. Morrisons' campaign, I fear, is too late. But Business Brief 2712 gives guidance on the revised provisions applicable to the alteration of listed buildings, self-storage, the anti-forestalling provisions relating to change on listed buildings and self-storage, hot food, and the definition of catering premises, sports drinks, hairdressers, chair rentals, and it also gives details of the changes to holiday caravans, which will take effect from 6th April 2013. As usual, there's a link. I've also included in this week's notes details of the Treasury reshuffle with Greg Clark, an MP from Tunbridge Wells, and Sajid Javid, an MP from Bromsgrove, replacing Mark Hobben and Chloe Smith as Financial Secretary and Economic Secretary to the Treasury. What I thought when I read about the reshuffle was just how many ministers we have. We've got 109 ministers in the UK. Do we need that level of government, or could we save a lot of money by removing some? Because I honestly can't think what Mark Hobben or Chloe Smith did for the last couple of years. And just to conclude, HMRC have updated their toolkits, which help to identify common errors, and they've updated it for the small profits rate and marginal rate toolkit now that corporation tax has come down to 24%, and therefore the marginal rate also alters. As usual, there's a link and you can read all about the toolkits in the notes. But thanks for listening.